Malcolm Turnbull's gamble on a double dissolution election could see the return of One Nation's Pauline Hanson to the federal parliament. It's 20 years since Pauline Hanson was elected as an MP on the back of anti-immigration policies. Now she is a serious contender for one of Queensland's 12 Senate spots. Last night, One Nation held a campaign launch for the seat of Oxley and Blair. Cathy Van Extel went along to the heavily policed event.
Always was, always will be.
On the outskirts of Ipswich, at the edge of a dimly lit industrial area, 13 protesters have gathered in a car park outside a steakhouse. For each protester, there are two police, 26 in total, who formed a cordon in front of the restaurant.
So we're gathered here tonight outside what's probably going to be a very small meeting with Pauline Hanson and a band of racist supporters to launch a very half-assed campaign.
It's the launch for the Ipswich seat of Blair and neighbouring Oxley, which Pauline Hanson won in 1996. 2 decades on, she's vying for one of Queensland's 12 Senate spots and remains a divisive figure. Bo Spearham from the Brisbane Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy addressed the small group.
Down the road, past Ipswich, Demon Creek, was the first mission set up around here where actually people like this, who thought like this back in the early 1920s, shipped people from North Queensland, Western Queensland, Northern New South Wales were shipped up here, in chains and made to walk. The reason why it's important for us, to be here today is this way of thinking. It directs hate, it directs bigotry and attacks towards, not just Aboriginal people, but anybody, that's part of a minority class within this country.
Entering the restaurant, several more police are stationed at the door. Another two in plain clothes wearing earpieces are at the far end of the room.
I just want to, and I think you'll all agree, thank all the folks here at the steakhouse here, because it did take a lot of courage for them to be able to turn around and say, yes, we'll proceed with tonight, given the threats that came from some of the protesters during the week.
It's an unusual venue for a politician routinely pictured draped in the Australian flag. The Boss Hog's restaurant interior is strewn with US and Confederate flags. The walls and ceilings covered in memorabilia celebrating the 80s TV show Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
This campaign launch is a casual affair. Around 60 people are dining in booths or at the long central table, at the head of which is Pauline Hanson, glass of red in hand. Sitting opposite her is the central figure of the Slippergate affair, the one-time staffer of former Speaker Peter Slipper.
My name's James Ashby. I work with Pauline quite closely. I have done for just over a year now as her pilot. I also assist her with her media.
Having her own pilot has been handy. One Nation will run about 30 candidates across every state, and Pauline Hanson's been zigzagging the nation, campaigning on a swag of issues, particularly anti-immigration, to secure the protest vote. At last night's event, it was a restrained Pauline Hanson, no mention of Islam or Chinese investment, her focus on national debt drawing the biggest response.
And they're all out there throwing the dollars here. We're going to be $15 billion here. We're going to give $5 billion here. And all they're doing is throwing monies around to buy the votes. Someone has to be the bloody parent here and take the credit card off them, because we can't afford it.
Pauline Hanson's a well-seasoned campaigner. Since losing Oxley in 98, she's run in at least 8 state and federal elections. Some critics suggest she's made a career out of the electoral system that pays eligible candidates per first preference vote.
Don't ask me how many times I've stood before, because I've lost count. And the whole fact is, I say, I'm a person, I'm an Aussie with a true blue spirit that doesn't give up. So you can put me in the trenches and I'll keep fighting on and on and on for as long as I believe in what I'm doing.
The other One Nation candidates follow up with their pitches. One Nation's second Queensland Senate candidate, Malcolm Roberts, a former mining engineer, dismisses climate change as a global conspiracy.
We are not being governed by Liberal, Labor, Nationals, Greens. They're puppets for the UN, the International Monetary Fund.
Formalities over, it's time to mingle. Sitting in one of the booths is Lillian, the owner of the next-door Little Wonderland Childcare Centre. It's the first One Nation event she's attended.
Well, it's certainly got me thinking. And I'll certainly go and listen to the other parties as well and then do my homework and, yeah, go from there.
Have you supported One Nation in the past?
I have in some policies.
So at an election, have you supported
them? Yes. She's true to the point and her honesty and the clarity.
Gary, on the central table, is another local business owner and says he's fed up with the mainstream parties.
You'll be supporting One Nation?
I will be now, yes. I was Liberal.
What, last time around?
Yeah.
What swayed you?
Pauline's honesty. I mean, she wants Australia back for Australians. She's the only one that's got any half-decent policy.